Speed jokes, which are sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got jokes over the weekend from Fran Ribbett in Morris, Illinois. That would be the Grundy County seat, don't you know? Mike in Arlington Heights, Dave in Ontario, Canada. He's a regular. Ellen in Hoffman Estates, Dottie in Huntley, and Jay Johnson in Ingleside sent us a joke. Rick Wegren, we got your joke from Chicago. Laura Matz, Kay Conrad in Burlington, Iowa. Mike in Arlington Heights, and somebody who signed her jokes, Grammy Pammy in Wisconsin. She sent a joke and then asked, will this count next year if I traveled to Idaho? And you know, we're trying to get 50 jokes 50 from 50 jokes, states, 50 states, 50 days. And I just randomly said, how are we going to get somebody to send us a joke from Idaho? A lot of you are trying to help, but frankly, I think you're bending the rules. Let's run this by the committee, which is Steve Alexander, by the way.
No.
Mm. Chris, Chase, but remember, we want you can call your friends in Idaho and say, okay, send a joke.
I'll do that. I have friends in Idaho.
You can't run over there, and you can't be from there. We need a bona fide joke sent from a bona fide Idaho.
Okay. You can send them a joke and have them send it in. As long as it comes from Idaho.
Does it need to have been a joke from an Idahoan?
Well,
I don't think so.
If it's sent from
yes,
Idaho.
I was just going to say, because everybody's sharing the same jokes these days.
Yeah.
Chris, Chase, Jenny in Buffalo Grove, Sue Brunson in Beloit, and the list goes on. Beverly Jean in St. Charles writes, King John, this might be worth a ha-ha. Keep the jokes coming. It's good for my high cheekbones. Think about that. I guess it is. My grandpa started walking 5 miles a day when he was 60. He's 97 now, and we have no idea where he is. Why did the fox cross the road? Because free chickens. Come on.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray Dog 1. John Williams will star as Dog 2.
Oh, want to hear a joke?
Bad Andy.
Thank you very much.
Do your line again.
Want to hear a joke?
Sure.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Arf, 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 arf. Why don't you ever see Santa in a hospital because he has private health care? How does Mr. Claus clean his hands with sanitizer? Bad news, Andy. Santa and his wife are going to split up.
That's a shame.
Yeah, here's the thing. There aren't any divorce lawyers at the North Pole, so they've hired a semicolon instead.
Oh, wait. Why did they do that?
Andy, semicolons are great at separating independent clauses. Come on now, you knew that. What's a dog's favorite carol? Bark the herald, angels sing. Hey, John Williams, one of our listeners wrote, would you be willing to do a promotional plug for my new proofreading business? It comes with a monkey back guarantee.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a McDonald's customer, and John Williams will star as his friend.
What's the matter, John?
I ordered 2 large fries.
Well, what do you got there?
Like 75 little ones. To be clear, Santa knew Rudolph was being bullied, right? I'm just saying. Oh, and by the way, I mean, really, Santa, thank God it was foggy one Christmas Eve, because otherwise, he doesn't seem to care. He doesn't notice.